Now, verse 28. And now, little children, and here we go again. Dear little barns, little born ones. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Now, this is for fellowship. Again, I want to repeat that. To abide in him is to live in fellowship with the Lord Jesus. That's what it means to abide in him. It means to have communion with him. Now he says, abide in him. Now when he appears, you can have confidence. There are a great many people who are talking about the coming of Christ and get rather excited about it, but it's sure going to be embarrassing for them. They won't have any confidence. They'll be ashamed before him at his appearing. Why? Well, because of their lives. The Lord Jesus says, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. And they're going to look around for their reward and find out they haven't got any. As Paul, you remember, said, they're going to be saved so as by fire. But what their works will be consumed by fire, because they're made of wood, hay, and stubble. It's very important today to have a life that commends the gospel. And what John is saying here, he's saying actually the same thing that Peter told us, that false doctrine and false living go together, and true doctrine and true living go together. And every now and then you hear one of these cult leaders, and he's in trouble. He's guilty of adultery, or he's guilty of taking money doesn't belong to him, or guilty of beating some person out of money that he should not. Why? False doctrine, friends, leads to false living. True doctrine leads to true living. And there's nothing that'll affect your life like the knowledge that you're going to stand in the presence of Christ and give an account of our work. Every believer will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and Paul says we'll be judged according to our works. Now, salvation's already been settled because we're his children and in his presence, and it's not a question whether you saved or lost. It's a question whether you're going to get a reward or not, or any recognition or not. And there'll be some there that won't get any recognition. And Paul could say, no, in the terror of the Lord we persuade man. The rapture is not going to be such a thrilling event, friends, for a great many believers because of the lives they live down here. Now, he says here, this verse 29, the last verse, if ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. That's the final proof. That is the litmus paper that is put in to tell whether it's the acid or base. And it'll sure tell every time. The Word of God is the real test. So until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved.